Political campaigns are expensive. One example is the recent 2012 presidential campaign. The total cost of that campaign, including all candidates, was $6.3 billion. President Obama alone spent around $1 billion. On a smaller scale, such as state Senate campaigns, the costs are enormous and rising. Even the wealthiest candidates cannot afford to finance their own campaigns. And controversy has been brewing over where that campaign money comes from. The U.S. Supreme Court recently handed down an important decision about campaign financing in a case called McCutcheon versus the Federal Election Commission. To understand what this decision means, it is helpful to understand why we have campaign finance laws. At the beginning of the story is the First Amendment to the Constitution. The First Amendment protects free speech. Long ago, the Supreme Court established that giving money to political candidates is a form of protected speech. In other words, in theory, the First Amendment allows Americans to give as much money to political candidates as they want. However, the Supreme Court has also recognized that, just like any other kind of speech, some limits are necessary for the common good. The common good in the context of political campaign contributions is the absence of corruption. Over the years, Congress has passed a number of laws that limit the amount of money individuals and corporations can give to politicians and their campaigns. In the last 5 years, the Supreme Court has been skeptical of these laws and has been chipping away at them. For example, in 2009, the court invalidated a law limiting how much corporations can donate to political campaigns in a case called Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission. In that case, the majority of the court strongly protected the free speech rights of corporations to give money to political campaigns. The recent McCutcheon decision related to a campaign financing law that placed limits on the aggregate amount that individuals could donate to campaigns over a 2-year period. In other words, there was a cap on the total amount that a person could give directly to campaigns throughout the country, and that amount would reset every 2 years. In McCutcheon, the Supreme Court struck down that aggregate limit. However, the court left intact limits on how much individuals can give to specific candidates. That means that individuals are limited in what they can give to specific candidates, but they can now contribute an unlimited amount of money to different candidates all across the country without worrying about the 2-year aggregate cap. Why does this matter? It matters because it means that a wealthy individual could give an unlimited amount of money to every candidate of a political party as long as that individual does not give more than $2,600 to any particular candidate. One practical effect is that a wealthy individual can no longer claim that she has hit her aggregate limit when asked for money, so she can be more easily convinced to give the maximum amount to a particular candidate. And candidates are very aware of the identity of extremely wealthy individuals who are in a position to make such widespread donations. Ultimately, it means that it will take more money to meaningfully contribute to a politician's campaign, limiting campaign financing activities to even fewer individuals. This can be seen as either a victory for free speech advocates or as an invitation to candidates to likely be corrupted by few extremely wealthy people. The war is not over on this issue, but the free speech advocates are winning. I'm Jay Kaysen.